This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your song today, Hugh. And calling for a quiet off season.
I'm just saying, like, everybody's definition of quiet is relative. I think that most people, when they think about it, they want a big name. Oh, we got to get so-and-so or so-and-so.
Myles Garrett.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to, and I told you, I would like to get Myles Garrett. But, you know, these conversations are fluid that we have. And, you know, when you say what I would be okay with, I would be okay with them not having a big splash offseason because I think I see the bigger picture. I see the vision.
All right, I'm going to throw eight names at you quickly. Eight names. And let's say seven of those names are gone. And they don't make a big splash, but like a Myles Garrett. Is that okay to everybody? BG, Dallas Goedert, Milton Williams, Darius Slay, who we know already was released, Zach Bond, Mekhi Becton, Josh Sweat, Kenny Gainwell. Let's say six or seven of those are eight are gone, Hugh, and they don't make a big splash with a Myles Garrett. That to me is quiet. That's a, you know, you're losing more than you bring in kind of offseason.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't be cool. I mean, like that would constitute to me a team that probably takes a step back next season. And I don't want that.
Well, I don't look at it like that because of the abundance of young pass rushers in the draft. The core group of guys that you have here that will do a tremendous job of teaching. The one thing that jumped out to me a lot when this team talks is how the collective talks about teaching. That was something that I can tell you. When I was coming up, nobody did because everybody looked at it like, okay, this guy's about to take my job, so I don't want to teach him. I was lucky, even though it was a weird kind of teacher that I had. Donald Evans was my teacher. Played at, I think it was Winston-Salem, and he was the guy that I was, like, it was his position. He played at Pittsburgh, but then he came to the Jets, and he was the guy that I was there to replace. He knew that. And I remember watching him in practice and him talking to me. And the one thing that he used to always tell me, save your money, man. Like, he would always say that. He was a different type of mentor. He didn't teach me the ins and outs of the game. It was more off the field. It was somebody who always said, save your money. Don't buy anything you can't afford and all this other good stuff. But the thing that jumps out to me with this team is their willingness to share information. Their willingness to teach the small intricacies of playing different positions. Cooper DeJean, we had a chance to talk to him on the Players Club and Players Lounge, Players, whatever we call that thing.
I like lounge.
Yeah,
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, and I remember him telling me how Darius Slay was not afraid to share knowledge.
Yeah. Yep.
About the game and different things that he sees and how they were all locked into one another. That is huge. That is why I am here so bullish. On, I'm okay with them standing pat if they have to and just going with some young guys and going with the draft picks because this is not a situation where everybody's in a silo. They've done a great job. And I feel like, you know, that has to do with the people that they've put around, the Connor Barwins, the Dom DeSandros, guys like that are willing to share stuff outside of football and make them feel comfortable so that they can be successful in the field.
I think that the story of this offseason is going to be is, are the Eagles gunning for sustainability for the next 5 years? Or are they trying to win the Super Bowl again next year? Because if they're trying to win the Super Bowl again next year, all those names I just read off, they all can't leave without adequate replacements. I mean, it just...
But that's football in a nutshell.
But that's part of why the NFL rarely has repeat winners. I mean, right, Hugh. I mean, it's probably going to end up the way you're saying. It's probably... I mean, Howie basically greased the skids for this last week. But there's a reason why teams don't repeat very often. This exact thing. I mean, so... If everyone's okay with not repeating next year, then that's fine. Let's just have a quiet Hugh Douglas offseason here. I mean, that's...
See, that's the thing. That's how you hear it. I don't hear it that way because you're always trying to win the Super Bowl.
Well, but but if they're trying to win the Super Bowl, then some of these guys are coming back. Otherwise, really trying to win the Super Bowl.
Like, they are, but you have, realistically, you have a certain amount that you want to spend, and you want to be smart about the cap. Because the reason why... you're in position to be in the Super Bowl and be successful is because you didn't make those decisions with your heart. You made them with your head. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's the thing that you have to measure. Now, I'm with you. I'm all aboard when you talk about Zach Bond and his contribution and the fact that you wanted him here.
And he's, to me, the hardest to replace. So you could find an edge rusher. Nolan might take a jump.
I would agree with you. But here's the thing. Zach Bond and this is where I think that you have to understand, because the Eagles understand this. This is the most success that Zach Bond has had in his career in the NFL. Zach Bond will never be in this position again. Zach Bond and his family is probably going to look at it like they want to get as much money as they possibly can.
Oh, yeah.
You knew that going into this offseason. And all I'm saying is, if I know that, I have to be prepared for what might happen.
I know.
I don't know what Zach Bond is thinking, Joe.
You got to put the ring on that finger.
Yeah,
dude.
I don't know what he's thinking.
You got to marry Zach Bond.
I don't know what he's thinking, but I have a salary cap that I have to deal with, and I have other guys that I'm going to have to pay. In your one-year sample size, you did extremely well, but they might be feeling like it's not enough for me to make you Roquan Smith rich.
I get it. I'm just saying, I'd overpay him. I'd overpay Zach Bond to keep him in Philadelphia.
Didn't he go to Wisconsin?
He did.
Huh.
What does that mean?
None.
Okay. He's running out. What
does that have to do with anything?
That was...
He's from Wisconsin? Screw him!
That was so weird.
No, listen.
You're like, huh.
He's a Badger? Don't pay him.
Listen.
Tell us.
I only know two ballers from Wisconsin that went to Wisconsin.
J.J. Watt?
Well, three.
Okay.
I forgot about J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Troy Vincent?
Yeah.
And Zach Ball. When Troy told me he went to Wisconsin, I was like,
You're missing a few ballers.
From Wisconsin?
Russell Wilson? What do you mean?
He transferred to Wisconsin.
From NC State, but yeah, he went to Wisconsin.
He traveled really.
Super Bowl hero Corey Clement went to Wisconsin. Come on now, Hugh.
I feel like you're leaving out a lot of great players from Wisconsin.
Y'all don't. I was kind of hating.
Yeah,
I
will.
We can see that.
This is the Ohio kid.
Joe Thomas went to Wisconsin.
You know what I'm
saying? I'm hating a little bit on Wisconsin.
We can hear that.
I don't think that dog hunts.
I knew it didn't hunt, but I still threw it out there.
Absolutely doesn't hunt.
I threw it out there still.
Is there a running back, a good one?
Wasn't Ron Dane with Wisconsin?
Yeah, he stunk in the NFL.
Jonathan Taylor was Wisconsin, I think, right?
It was a shot at Wisconsin.
I know. And that was wrong on your part. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, you're losing ground on the poll. More of the no votes are coming in. Well, it's 54-46.
Oh, I'm still in the game.
Well, if you look at the caller board,
you're losing.
It's the exact opposite.
Yeah, you're losing.
You know what?
Caller counts for three votes on the board.
No, see, now we're just
in fact, all the people that were on the board that were on your side, they've all dropped off since.
Hey, you know what? Because they
don't want to be with you today.
They do.
No,
they do.
No.
I think they're hearing our points, and they're like, oh, I can't.
Wait a second.
The caller board is not indicative to what the people in the streets say.
No. You have it backwards. You read the Twitter comments all the time. They have no idea what we're saying.
I'm still in this thing.
No, you're by the end of the show.
Thank you.
You're
and please, people.
Yeah, here we go.
I need more
play
people.
Play them off like the Oscars.
I need more people to chime in on this.
Yeah, they are. Ready? Here's Steve in Egg Harbor to tell you you're wrong. What's up, Steve?
Thank God Hugh Douglas isn't our general manager, is all I have to say. Yeah, there's no way you can let a ball hawk like Bond go. And like I said, I've been saying all along, I mean, you don't replace guys like them. You saw what happened after 2022 when we lost like three or four. We lost Gardner, who was to me the backbone of that defense that year. And, you know, our defense went down because we lost T.J. Edwards, a good linebacker who came out of nowhere. I understand that Bond came out of nowhere and nobody expected this. But obviously Fangio saw something because he switched him to a spot that made him probably the best linebacker in football. And that includes the guy in Dallas that everybody loves to talk about so much. I wouldn't trade Bond for him. That's how much I think of Bond right now. And we have an opportunity. I'm sorry. 5 years, $75 million, $40 million guarantee. We lock him up. That's my life-altering money. Mm-hmm. That's a big contract. I think he'd stay for that. I think he loves this defense. I think he loves this city. I mean, somebody might offer him $18 million, but what's the difference between $15 and $18 million? I'm sorry.
What you mean? $3 million. See, that's the, listen. Steve.
I'm not rich.
No disrespect to you. But
okay.
But only people that talk about stuff like that are not that bright. Because
well,
if you
sorry.
That's
I mean,
$3 million,
I disagree
Steve,
with that.
That's
I can
$3 million.
Anything I want in life.
That's
and
three
I only make
Steve,
a quarter of $1 million a year.
You know what,
so,
Steve?
I mean,
that's $3 million. I don't care what you say. That's $3 million. Now,
you know,
if we're talking about $1 million, that's different. If we're talking about $1 million, that's different. But anybody that's talking about $3 million is not different. That's ridiculous.
Well, then the Eagles should make it up. Yeah. Get the $3 million to them.
Sometimes happiness takes over for a couple $1 million a year when you're making that kind of money.
And you know what? I can attest to that. But guess what? If I was still in the same situation I was in before, I'm taking the money. I'm taking that $3 million.
This should do anything for you.
Yes, and I did it. You know what? And I've said this, and I stand on this. If there was a difference between me going to Jacksonville and me having my pockets greased, I'm going to get them pockets greased, and I'm going to deal with that.
I disagree
with
you because I've had opportunities
Steve,
of doing stuff like that, and
you know what, Steve?
Unhappy.
With all due respect, I don't believe you. I don't know anybody on this planet in this economy that believes that. And as far as you saying that you do not understand, listen, as far as you stand saying you don't understand what I'm saying, Steve, what did you think about Zach Bond when he was in New Orleans?
Nobody knew Zach Bond.
Exactly, that's my point.
But the fact of the matter
that's my point.
You just don't go to a draft and say, I'm going to pick this guy because he's going to be just like Zach Bond.
You go to the draft, Steve. Let me tell you what people do when they go to the draft. Let me tell you something that I know about intimately. When you go to the draft okay, Steve, because I'm here to tell you, because I got drafted, and I also was drafted in the first round from a small school. So let me tell you what I do know about being drafted, that most teams – when they draft individuals, they try to draft people that fit their scheme schematically. They try to get, just like in this draft, they're talking about getting pass rushers. That's why nobody's really upset with Milton Williams getting his money, because there's a lot of young pass rushers in this draft. So
obviously the teams want to do that. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of teams plan on doing that and still pick the wrong person. Howie's done it many times.
Again,
especially at that position.
What did you think of Zach Bond before you knew he was here?
So no one knew anything about him. Right, that's
and three
what,
men, the difference, and since you didn't know this, Steve, the difference between $15 million and $18 million is $3
yeah,
million.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. So here's what I will say about this. And I'm going to say something that probably isn't a lot. I don't even know if you're allowed to say this. Kyle might have to dump me. When it comes to inside linebackers, I don't trust Howie.
No, I get that.
I don't. Now, if you're telling me they have to replace Milton, I trust Howie. Howie's good at drafting defensive linemen. Mekhi Becton, I trust Howie. Josh Sweat, I trust Howie. He said himself, his kryptonite is inside linebacker. So I've watched them get lucky a couple times. T.J. Edwards was luck. It was an undrafted player out of Wisconsin, which actually is ironic.
Yeah, that's okay? Pretty good.
They just pick linebackers out of Wisconsin. That's what they do. So there's that.
Linebacker U,
I guess, for the Eagles. And now they stumbled into Zach Bond, and look what happened. But I can name six times they've tried to find a linebacker, and the guy has stunk. Davion Taylor and Cunningham. And, I mean, just you go through all the names years.
And
so they're bad at that. You got one. I got to keep them.
And listen, in a perfect world, that is the case. But what I'm trying to tell you is this. They're okay with moving on from him if that's what he decides to do, because it's out of their hands. When they were in control of the ability to sign Zach Bond, even at the end of the Super Bowl, they could have did something, but they did not want to set the market for Zach Bond.
I do wonder what that was, because 2 years ago we heard Howie was deciding against that because he wanted to keep like harmony in the locker room. Because you brought this point up a lot the last 2 weeks. They they could have tried to re-sign these guys during the season. I mean, they saw what was happening, right? Free agency. And they didn't do it. I wonder if it took them a half a year to realize how good Zach Bond even was. And by the time they realized, they were like, oh.
They were in a position where they'll say, okay, let's see this played out.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, he's going to get overpaid in free agency. He's going to get overpaid because of what he's been able to accomplish, and to what Steve pointed out is the fact that he played extremely well.
Mm.
Now, the question is this. How many other teams feel like that's because of Jalen Carter and the front that he played in, or his individual ability? That's the thing that I you could sit there and you could talk about it and try to explain it as much as you possibly can, but he benefited from that front four.
So I hear you on that, but also Jalen Carter was here the year before.
I hear what you're saying.
I wonder if we're putting too much on this was all because of Jalen Carter. Like, he was here and they stunk. He got when they acquired Quinion and Cooper and Bond.
Well, it's a collective.
Yeah.
It's a collective. But at the end of the day, this is how teams look at it, Joe, as I use my hands to speak.
Mm.
Okay. As a collective, they play well as a cohesive unit. You look at what Zach Bond did and you have to ask yourself, how much of his contribution was him? Or how much was it that he was able to identify stuff because he didn't have to do a whole lot?
I think that's fair. And you know what? Next week, the Eagles are independent of this. The offers he gets from other teams will be telling, right? Because other teams are going to look at it and say, well, hold on. He's really good. He's worth $17 million a year, or maybe. And we've had Elliot on, and Elliot told us he doesn't think he's going to get that much money. So we will find out next week. 215-592-9494. Would you be okay with a quiet Eagles offseason? They released Slay yesterday. You can react to that. It does feel like we could be in for one of the more quiet years where Howie doesn't acquire as much. They lose more. He kind of greased the skids for that last week. All right, let's hear Howie. He's on his podcast tour now. Sirianni did one. AJ did one. It's now the Howie podcast tour era. And he was on with Todd McShay yesterday. Listen to how he framed what it's like to win the Super Bowl.
I think for me, the first, is this PG rated or PG 13?
Whatever you want.
Yeah. So I'd say like the first one's almost like, can I say this? Yes, can we delete this? Is this live? You don't know what I'm saying?
You can be
it's,
you.
It's almost like the first time you have sex. You're so glad you had sex. It's not even the quality of it. The second time, it's like, wow, I could actually have fun and enjoy this. And so I would say, and Bob just had sex for his first time a couple weeks ago. So,
Poor Bob. I think
that, you know, maybe he could talk about the first time again. But I think that this one, now the game was a little different, you know, and we're fortunate about that. But I think this one, it was more fun. It was like less of a relief, less of like just like, all right, I got one, like I can check that box off, and more like, let's enjoy it, let's have fun, understanding a little bit better how to celebrate it.
Hugh, your thoughts on Howie's analogy there, which I
think that was pretty good.
Yeah, when he first started, I was like, where's he going with this? When he asked about the PG thing or the PG 13, I was kind of caught off guard that he was going to go down that route.
That's why I am confident that Howie is going to make sure that whatever he does, like at this point, where the Eagles are, whether it's spoken or not, every year is the year you're trying to go to the Super Bowl. That's how relevant this team is. This is one of those, to me, legacy franchises that now you've had the opportunity to have relations. You want to try to have relations as much as you possibly can.
Or you could settle down.
You want to become like the porn star of relations when you just want to try to get it done. So they're, every year they're swinging for the fences. But with that being said, you have to change every year. Everything is not going to be the same, and you know that. In the way that you get back to the Super Bowl, is it's almost like riding a wave on a surfboard. You have to adjust and flow with the wave. Every wave is not the same. So you have to adjust and flow with that. So next year, going into this, and we've seen this with the evolution of the Kansas City Chiefs, and we talked about it a lot. One year they won the Super Bowl on their offense. The next year was on the back of their defense. Then they got old. So that's the evolution of this Philadelphia Eagles team, and that's where I think that Howie's looking at. Because like I said, the resources that were allocated at the beginning of the year were on the offensive side of the ball. The offense, to your point, did not live up to the expectations. The defense was the one that led the way.
Yep.
So is it not safe to say that with everybody being intact and the fact that we've kept continuity on the offensive side of the ball, that they're looking at the offense to be the tip of the spear this year?
So I think that's fair. Now, the one difference is that they did keep continuity with the person in the building. They did lose their play caller. I mean, like, that's, they did lose Kellen Moore. Now, Petullo is going to be calling the plays. He's been here. That's not like a new thing, but they did lose. But you're right. For the most part, their offense is back intact. Yeah. The quarterback, four of the linemen, even if Becton leaves, the running back, the receivers, we'll see about Goddard.
Because I think that what we all agree on and what we've talked about for the last couple of weeks is that we can't stay the same if we want to win again.
Well, so, that's true. Yeah,
we can't stay the same.
Well, that leads you more to though a big move. You know, you like.
Well, that leads me more into sustainability, and the evolution of what we said, because we've been saying for the last couple of weeks, as good as this offense is, and as much talent as we have on this offense, we should have been a lot better than we were. So I'm just thinking outside the box here. Maybe they're looking at it like, hey, we add another piece, we go out and get a slot receiver, bona fide slot receiver.
Mm. You want and more offensive pieces?
No, I'm just saying.
Like, I can feel it.
When I just read what I see, and what I saw going into this season, they went out and got Jahan Dotson because they wanted more offensive firepower. They didn't get that. They had to adjust. Mm. They had to lean more so on the running game.
Yep.
So with that being said, the passing game suffered. So Dallas Goedert was hurt half the year. But when he was out there, he was effective. The fact that Elliott Shore Parks himself said, hey, don't be surprised if they move on from the tight end. Okay, so hypothetically, instead of going out hypothetically, they don't get Myles Garrett. They go out and get a bona fide tight end. They go out and get somebody that's durable.
Some more offense.
Yeah. They go out and get another running back. I mean, we're right. We're still in contention because now – we're still in a position where we thought we were going to be the year before where, you know, we have more offensive weapons than anybody could deal with. That's what the Commanders went out and did, and their defense was garbage.
Yeah, so
the first move they made was go out and get Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, you might be right that that's the way this offseason goes. They get another running back, they upgrade a tight end or try to upgrade a tight end, they let some of these defenders walk. I just for me, I liked the way this defense was.
Oh, no, it played well.
They were great. I want that again.
Yeah, the defense had sex.
Yeah, we killing that now.
Well, I mean, Howie said
no, and they played well, but I think that was something for the Eagles. That was a pleasant surprise, and that was not what they banked on it being.
Because, sometimes you got to settle down.
No, you do.
You find the right one. You settle down.
You're risking going home solo.
You
man.
Are. You,
hey, listen.
Hey, week 8 next year. You're going to be all
Vaseline
by yourself.
On me. What time is it? But see, the club just jumping. It ain't even 2 o'clock yet. We had 11. It's 11 o'clock. The club just started. We got time.
Yeah,
I would have rolled him until he told me no. We get up at 1:30 in the morning. Now you got to start making some tough decisions.
You better be careful. Once the lights come on, man.
Yeah, I think your biggest issue is you're letting someone that you like a lot walk into the club alone by themselves next week, and that's Zach Bond. I'm not letting him walk into the club. I need a loud offseason. If that means Zach Bond back, I'm good with that. If that means a bigger splash for someone, that's fine. But if they lose 7 or 8 of these guys and it's like they replace them with who, that's not good enough. We got Builder Douglas over here worrying Builder about Douglas. The long term. We're trying to win the Super Bowl back.
It's
don't you want
chess,
to go to Santa
man.
Clara?
What's in Santa Clara?
I don't know. This is where the Super Bowl is next year.
Is that like Silicon Valley?
Yeah.
There
you
go.
You can present.
Now that's really westbound.
It is, finally. You can present them with your ideas in Silicon Valley.
Listen, I'll go to California. Who in California? Santa Clara.
I don't know.
Where's that? Is that San Fran?
It's around there.
Yeah.
San Fran?
There's a lot of smart people out there. I don't know.
It's Hugh and I with the agenda this time. We're trying to go eastbound.
You know, well, I mean, keeping with the theme of the day, you remember I can't think of their name, but they had this famous movie. It's called Beyond the Green Door. You might want to look it up.
Okay.
That it's a lot of that goes. It's different out there.
Do we at work?
It's a lot that goes on out that way.
Well, you know what?
Is it beyond the green door?
I don't know.
It was.
Is this going to ruin my algorithm?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm looking at a
215-592-9494.
Shout out to all the 5-10% of the people that caught that.
Yeah, because if they caught it, they really caught it. All right, your phone calls on this next. Do you want an aggressive offseason, or are you okay, like Hugh Douglas over here, with a quiet Eagles offseason? Plus, keep you listening for your chance to win a trip to Florida. That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.